Hello, friends, and welcome back to another Simple MMO stream brought to you by Couch Cat, provided by Yomu as well. Isn't that cool? I'm Heisen. I'm alone today, so I'll probably just ramble and lose train of thought. No, I'm just kidding. I'm messing up the intro already, guys. But I'm Heisen, and I'll be holding down the fort today. And today's stream will be going over the ninth report of the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard of Spring 2023. And before that, we'll go into the weekly guild stats blog post that Crazyfy, also known as Popify, made for us yesterday. And then just kick it back. You know, we'll kick it back and hang out. We haven't had like a semi-chill stream. I gave the boys the night off. They just wanted to be here, and so did Alec. But, you know, I'm letting them chill. I can't abuse them. And I just kind of want to hang out. And I almost forgot to go live because I've been messing in global chat. I've been messing in YouTube chat. And if you're just now showing up for the stream, we have a very important poll going on right now. That's 100% yes, which is good to see. And we have 16 votes. So if you're showing up, please pay attention to that poll. We need answers. We need to know if Keevan wears skinny jeans or not. It will keep Simple MMO running, if you know what I mean. And also, can anyone give me a thumbs up for a mic check? No one's here to give me a mic check, so I don't know if I sound like shit or not. And I hope I don't. But yeah, it's good to see everyone. And I have global chat here. You know, global chat, I've kind of forgotten about them in the last couple episodes because we've been moving and grooving. Thank you for the mic checks. So global chat, if you're in stream, hello. Good to see everyone. And let's just start from the beginning, you know, when it all came to. So we have Silver Wolf posting first once again. What is that? 5:23 p.m. Silver Wolf says pineapples are the best pizza topping, Couch Cat poll 2023. That's true. And I did respond to that. That poll will probably haunt me for the rest of my days. I thought it was a for sure win. I was like, everyone's going to say no. We're not heathens, like we didn't revert back, and then everyone said yes, and it's like, you know, Fufu Chan, I'm waiting for you to roast my profile. Oh, it will happen. We probably have time to do that today. Chubby Ninja is here, of course, so all the Wolfblood friends are here. TO is here. Shout out to another YouTube mod, or the YouTube mod of the night. Shout out to myself. I was here, you know, screwing around almost late for the so get this. I was talking to everyone, right? I didn't have the seasonal guild leaderboard open. I didn't have the weekly guild stats open. I almost didn't go live. It's been a good start. Does that make sense? But anyway, Ajit's here. Good to see Ajit, a Golden Arrows member alive and kicking. You normally don't see that these days. We have Nowry here. Shout out to another YouTube mod. Nowry is the bee's knees. Most of our YouTube mods are pretty awesome. Crazyfy is here, of course, with Babyfy. I hope I'm not waking Babyfy up. Hope you and your wife are doing good. Loch Ness is here. Shout out to Loch Ness, a homie. And then I'm no 444 is here. Good to see you, whoever you may be, because I do not recognize that username. But welcome to the stream. Hello, Pison in all caps. I'll take it. How many? I am kind of behind here. Dagon's here, another YouTube mod, another Wolfblood friend. That's good to see. And you're freaking kidding me. Homeless Fi is here.
Going on.
Listen, I did not know this was happening. I sent him a message and I was like, so when do you think you'll be back? And I didn't get a fucking response. And then
actually responded back. Hold on. My shit's all fucked up. I haven't been in this room in like ages.
I can tell with all the crusty Kleenexes in the corner. Jesus, fix your desk.
Now, I was watching you guys on TV, and my wife was like, you want to be on there, don't you? I was like, I mean, that would be kind of funny to just show up, wouldn't it be? I saw you struggling, soloing it.
I wasn't struggling. I was on the path to greatness. It just takes me a while to get there.
Yeah.
Dude, where's the baby? We have like no baby pictures.
I'm not showing the baby on stream. That's
okay, but like in the Discord, right?
We'll see. I'll talk to my wife and see
give
about
it,
that. Give maybe a, in the homie channel.
Give your son like a cat face, like our logo.
Yeah, put the low stamp logo right on.
First. No one even can tell the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still using my old mic because I haven't set up my new mic yet. Sorry to just completely derail the stream here, but I still got the new mic right here. Still got to set it up. I'll do that some point, but using the shitty old mic. But so bear with me. But you know, how's it going?
Fuck, dude. You just derailed me. Okay, Amelia. Good to see Amelia here from Rage Factory. I'm just gonna pretend you've always been here. Storm is here. Thank you again for the mic check. Good to see you, Storm. Kimfers is here. Thank you. Thank you, my wife. What else? Who else is here? Everyone's here. Everyone, all of our friends are here. And then Yoroshi is here. Haven't seen you in a while, man. But yeah, if you're just now joining, please like the video right now before you forget, and also vote in the most important. We have 21 votes now, and they're all 100%. It looks like he even wears skinny jeans.
100% facts.
Yeah. And if you're like in that. Global, yeah. If you're in global right now, can you direct people to the stream if they're lost? We will greatly appreciate it. But anyway, CrazyFi, now that you're here, yeah. You want to just give us a short rundown, like how you've been? I mean, I know personally, and everyone, you've been cranking out blog posts. We've been diving into Idle MMO. How have you been just kind of like, you know, being a dad and still trying to keep Couch Cat alive?
It is the wildest fucking thing ever. I'm loving every second of it, man. Like, it's just, yeah, it's amazing. I would tell you, like, okay, first and foremost, my wife, a freaking hero. 33 hours of labor, and she crushed the delivery. Like, oh my God. I am forever thankful for everything that she's gone through and all the sacrifices she's made physically and mentally to bring our baby boy into this world. I will always be thankful for her for that. And she's been amazing as a mom and watching her become a mom. So huge, to just see that. That's been the best part. Besides, you know, having my kid has been amazing as well. Like that little shit is amazing. all he does is sleep, cry, eat, poop. Sure. But it's great. I love it. Highly recommend it for anyone who's wanting to have kids or going to have kids. Just carry around like a 10-pound flour bag for like hours at a time, like bouncing in your arms, because that shit works muscles that you don't normally work. But you get used to it after a while. There's some good nights, some bad nights, some good days, some bad days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm loving every second of it. It's a trip. It's ups and downs, but it's so worth it.
Well, it's good to hear, man. Good to hear. Hopefully your wife can be my mom one day too. I'm fucking kidding, dude. Just in case she's watching, I just wanted to say that.
Pretty sure she is.
Oh, shit. Hey,
I will dox your wife's name. I left the stream on the big TV in the living room because we're all watching it.
Hey, totally meant it. people are asking for your son's name, but I don't know if you do. You want to dox? Can they dox? Is there anything to dox?
She just walked in and looked right at me like, what the fuck? Hey, babe. Oh, she's gone. Okay. I'll leave the name out for now. I didn't ask her if she'd be okay with that. So
okay.
Keep everything private for right now, and if it's cool with it, we'll release later.
It's baby five for now.
Yeah, it's baby five for sure.
Silver Wolf says this is the Are easy part. Just wait till they learn to talk and have an attitude. What's happening?
Okay, I was just getting confirmation. She just came back in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my baby Fi, aka Jeremiah.
Okay. So we're good. All right. Yeah, Jeremiah, everyone. So if you start seeing Jeremiah's name pop up in the YouTube video description, it's because at, you know, just a couple weeks old, he's able to edit our videos. We made sure of this. We put, you know, him through extensive training already. So
yeah, I was playing YouTube videos on how to edit videos up against my wife's belly when he was in the belly. Just and absorb it all in.
He's like, this is how you change audio levels. All right. So the family segment's over. I've been good. Thanks for asking. My friend, our mutual friend, Ortiz, and then also Donnie, who was the original CouchCat member, we've been playing BattleBit Remastered, and it's not all hype. It's really good. It is a really good blend of Squad, Battlefield, and I guess Roblox, I guess you would call it, yeah. But it's awesome. It is amazing. So I just wanted to shout that out. The squads are big. I think you can have like 8 people squads. So if anyone gets BattleBit Remastered and wants to play with a CouchCat crew, we play, I think we'll play tomorrow, but for sure Saturday, one of us will be there. So if anyone wants to hop on, it's $15 and it's a blast. So just wanted to throw that out there. And also wanted to say some things are cooking. My Wolfblood shirt has finally shipped. So I'll be rocking Wolfblood soon. The Rain Factory sample shirt is, excuse me, I don't know how to say the name, but it makes me burp. But the Rain Factory sample is on its way. So Amelia, you'll find out if your logo looks like shit or not in just a few days. And then the third shirt that's cooking, it's finally moving into like past concept. And it's in the guild leader's hands right now. So yeah, things are grooving over there with the guild merch. And still at the lowest price of like $21 or something. So check it out. Link's down in the description. And another thing, Idle MMO is popping up shortly. Testing will begin. We still don't have a hard date. Crazy Fi has been monitoring the shit out of that Discord server. And if you don't know this, the CouchCat Pod website, couchcatpod.com, we have an Idle MMO section that has like 6 blog posts already, right? I mean, we've been chopping it up, Crazy Fi. And then we have 2 videos on the YouTube channel. That one is from, you know, idle, what does idle MMO mean from like a simple, like for simple MMO, from a simple MMO player's perspective. And the newest one, I highly encourage you, to go watch. It's like 14 minutes or so. And it gives more details about the game. So if you've just like heard about it, but you haven't looked into it, highly recommend, help support the channel, check out those videos, give them a like, comment on them. Help us with the algorithm. We have 4% no with the Keeban wear skinny jeans poll, and that's just blasphemy. Keeban, if you're probably here, you know, yeah, it's probably just Keeban. But yeah, so we're working on an idle MMO right now, but we're still with simple MMO, and I think that's pretty much it with all the news going on. Yeah, so if you guys are ready, let's look into the weekly guild stats, now that Crazy Fi is actually here. We did this last time, and I think it was valuable since, you know, we're not getting the videos right now, so it's good to show it. So, global chat, goodbye for now, you stinkers. Whoa, here we go.
Zoom in.
Every time, you know, it's just, you know, it's just whatever. Okay, so this is a flashbang warning, everyone. God.
Damn, I guess it only
hurt me. let's do this. Oh, that's pretty slick. All right, you're not gonna be able to read that shit. Okay, so this is the weekly guild stats of 19 June through 25th, or the 25th of June, excuse me. Crazy Fi, you did this literally like yesterday.
Yeah.
Just some of the guild details. Nothing really too crazy going on here. A bunch of new guilds, only 2 deleted guilds. I'm not noticing any new celebrity guilds this time around.
I would say Immortal and Pro Steppers is pretty impressive because they already have 42 players within that week that they've, because they're brand new guilds. Like all 7 of these newly active guilds were fairly new to the game. They're not like some old school guild coming back up. They were just recently created. To have 42 members each already is pretty damn impressive, and probably means that they're going to survive the long haul compared to these others like the Hands of the King, that probably not going to make it, or Late Dojo, or, and you know, the ones below,
yeah,
because they have so few players, which means they're not recruiting enough, and more than likely, the guild leader is going to give up.
I wonder if Kitsune Shrine, if Naro's in there, and I wonder in Bangers and Mash, I wonder if King Kalos is there licking his wounds after abandoning TPC. But that, you know, those are just thoughts. All right. So here's the guild dashboard. This is where we want to pay attention to. And we'll look over at the PvP guilds. This is by earned EXP in the, of course, the last week or so, but it's telling for what we're about to show you with the seasonal guild leaderboards. But look at the EXP difference between Babel and Wolfblood. It's neck and neck there with just earning EXP. The Forest, they're still, they're taking it easy, but they're not easy enough where, they're threatened by anyone.
They're the proper third guild now. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, they're the proper third. But, I mean, Heaven and Hell is still alive, guys. 6 mil earned. What the I'm so sick of guilds being dead and not being dead. Like, can you just pick? Can you just pick which way you want to go? And then Rain Factory, of course. And, Jimmy with the Merryman sticking to his guns here, looking to eat faces off. He said it, not me. And then, we have Yi. We have Golden Arrow still holding on. Proster still looking good. And Crimson Tower, surprisingly enough, is still around. So I guess Caveman knows what he's doing. And then over at the PvE section, Radiant Dawn, looks like they would not, they will not obtain that 3 mil EXP during the event, like they said. They got really close, though. 2.9 mil, Crazy Fi.
If you look at it, on a different timeline, they hit the
mark. They did. But if I don't see it through our products, it's not real. This is my reality.
I'll say, my bad then, because there was last week was a Sunday through Monday, because everything was so janky with all of schedule and sleep and whatnot. Yeah. But so this week that we're showing is a little is 6 days instead of seven. Off a little bit of EXP. Whatever. And then it was already gained on the last week.
Do you see Engelspawn here? Like, insane gains.
What the hell? Are they? They're consistent now? Well, I wonder if it's just for the event or if they're going to stay this consistent, because they could be the second place PvE guild to beat.
Yep, and Titans right behind them, and Peaceful Crusade almost touching 1 mil again, which, Loch Ness and Chastis, anything over 1 mil just sounds crazy to me, but, PvC has continually hit 1 mil. Besides the slump when King Cows went to Spain, but it's not uncommon for you. And then the rest, I don't even know who. Step in Shadows. Who the heck is that? Guardians of the Universe, really? And then Jaboko. Okay. We're moving on. That's what I really wanted to show. Crazy Fire, is there anything of note that you wanted to pick out of this before moving on to the actual leaderboard?
The biggest thing here was that at least on the PvP side of the house, these numbers are consistent outside of an event, so it's kind of interesting that they're not really taking advantage for this week of the event. It feels like it's just another general week, not a memory lane event happening. That was a big thing,
and that's probably a testament to how many people are actually engaged with the event, and versus those who just they just showed up because now the boost is active.
So, those cards, man, I'm addicted.
I'm over it. I fucking hate the
cards. I love the cards.
You want to do a card?
There's a blog post coming out later, probably next week. Good Lord, I love the cards.
If you want to do a card mechanic, you better remove dump notifications from global chat. Like, what are you freaking doing, Mike? I am this close to messaging you and going,
I will dump all my extras just to piss you off.
Storm says cards are bad. Thank you, Storm.
Get your ass out of here.
Hey.
Cards are the way to go.
Hey, Storm's my homie, man.
Screw all the avatars. Screw the sprites. Screw the food. The pets and specials. I will tell you, I sneak peek into the blog article. I worked my ass off this event. I actually had enough to get a pet and a special, and I decided to hit
neither of them.
Wow.
The
all for the cards. Just went all for the cards and didn't get a pet or a special.
One got a pet or a special besides new players because it wasn't worth it.
I mean, I'm like pet and special like 4 or 5 events behind, probably, so it would have been worth it for me.
That's real sad to hear. I'll just delete, I'll save the world and I'll delete that article. Mallory says, I'm so proud of you. Silver Wolf says, I haven't farmed since day one. Got my tool and noped out. That's right, Silver Wolf, you were a whale, I forgot. All right, that's it. We're getting ready to move on to the seasonal guild leaderboard.
All right,
everyone's waiting
it.
For this. And let me tell you, there's a lot going on here. No, there isn't. It's just like, we don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but it's just kind of like what you said in your your Oracle titles, like event fatigue, you know?
Yeah.
How many reports we have left? Crazy. I have not done the math yet.
July 25th or 27th is the last week for the season, I believe. So we got like, I don't know, 4 or 5. Why? I haven't done the freaking math. Are you kidding me?
All right. Well, I was just wondering. I mean,
don't put
just
me on
wondering.
That.
I thought you had my back.
It ends
here.
24 July. So, you know, like four so... more weeks of this, I think.
Oh, God. And then what do we do for the next season? What do we do?
All over again, baby.
All right. Let's start showing this thing.
I'm a kid.
I got to share my screen. Silver, that made me laugh, by the way.
You just.
Caveman bought an actual avatar. You know, Caveman, it's players like you that we get these events in the first place. How dare you just ruin the game for everyone? Yeah, Nowry says, bummed about no new backgrounds. Nowry, I cannot. How many times do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to tell you? Just they're just assets that are like $2 bundles. Stop it. Okay.
I just changed the background to the weekly guild stats dashboard with one of those bundles.
All right.
The desert theme, because it's freaking hot here.
I don't
That's
know why
new enhanced...
I made that noise.
Is
I'm
that the
so
new enhanced
sorry,
sound?
Chat. I'm so sorry. Crazy Fi is here, so I feel like I can just kind of let loose and kick myself.
Hell yeah.
Off. All right. For
Let's
everyone
do
in,
it.
In the YouTube crowd, this is where the YouTube dedicated video will begin. This is the 9th. Progress report of the 2023 spring season of the seasonal guild leaderboard within Simple MMO. This is the true first season, of course. We're still there. We're almost out of this, and hopefully it gets better. But this is where we cover the top 25 guilds moving and grooving within the season guild or the seasonal guild leaderboard. Excuse me. We have multiple tiers here. Of course, we'll be starting off with Celestial tier. And this is covering EXP, the total EXP earned from the first day of the season of spring 2023. And most importantly, the EXP captured within the last 7 days. And that's the period we choose to capture in and, you know, keep things all groovy. Wow, I am really screwing up this intro, but you know what? We're just doing
this thing. You got
it.
Keep it up.
And, you know, let's just get right into it. So this, hold on.
Hold on.
This first and foremost is provided by Yomu. Yomu is a huge homie. Can homies be big? Yes, they can. He designed this dashboard for us to make life easier. So shout out to Yomu. And if you want to support Yomu too for being such a cool coder and a cool dude, and you like his glasses, head on over, use his simple MMO app hub and use it. Just use it. It makes the game better. And if you want to support me even further, there's 3 Patreon tiers that you can look into and get more benefits in swag, if you will. But yeah, we'll move on. Thank you again, Yomu, for what you do for us. Until he stops doing this and then we say goodbye. But hopefully that doesn't happen, guys. Okay.
Yeah, fun fact. He was building this while he was developing Idle MMO.
Yeah, so that means he loves us.
He was doing
us
a lot of shit.
Who would do this while you have Idle MMO on your lap? So, I mean, that's got to be friendship, right?
Yeah.
Lognis says the keybinds are awesome in the tool. See? And Lognis is a pro. She's the new leader of TPC after King Cow has abandoned all of us, all of his friends. I won't let that go, by the way. All right.
Macros to speedrun Simple MMO.
Yeah. This is the... Listen, if you were a failure in WoW, if you were a failure in Final Fantasy or like Phantasy Star Online, which is kind of like not really a PvP MMO, but what have you, you can still have a chance to be a star in a browser / text-based mobile and mobile MMO. And if you're going to want to get there, you got to use Yomu's tool. All right, let's get into the Celestial tier.
Let's do it.
So I'm tracking the total EXP now. Crazy Fi, if you want to look at what was earned, that's up to you. But let's start with
I
the
can't
first.
Access it right now.
Okay, Crazy Fi, let me down again.
I don't have the link, and my Discord is requiring 2-factor, and I don't have my phone on me, so you know.
Oh my god! Wait, we have private in the studio. Here you go.
Send it to me. Thank you.
Here you go, little cutie. What if I put that in the stream on accident and just like gave away?
Oh, he'd be so pissed.
Yeah, that man, I would be fucked. Okay, so number one, of course, nothing has changed here. We have Babel, also known as Beyblade. If you're the coolest dude, if you're cool, that's what you call them in global chat. And I guarantee you'll get a good reaction out of their members. They have 175 mil EXP earned, almost 176. Number two, we have Wolfblood. Woof, the homies. God, I love Wolfblood so much. All their members are cool besides, I think Beezle was getting in trouble. He's a little bad boy, but most of Wolfblood is pretty sick. With 158 mil EXP earned. Number three, we have the Forest. I don't know if I talked to anyone in the Forest. With 137 mil... You know what? Let's not go off EXP anymore. Let's just go off who's cool and who's now. 137 mil EXP earned. Number three, they are just like Crazy Fight said, they are solid. They're just good luck, Rain Factory and Amelia. I mean, fuck. But number four, we have Rain Factory with 55 mil, almost 56 mil earned. And then number five, still holding on to their hot dogs, we have Golden Arrows with 37, almost 38 mil EXP total. Insane. I think every week we predict that they're fucking going and they're still here. So Aged, what's going on? I don't know. But good on you for sticking to it. You know? And I haven't seen Aged in a while.
Ace is on vacation right now?
Yeah, Ace is like, he's like at, like, I don't know where the fuck he is. Somewhere in Michigan or something. I don't know, somewhere over the coast. That could be anywhere. Tio says, yeah, Wolfblood is a bunch of cuties in wolf dress, not furry, though. Yeah, there's a huge difference there. But they do roleplay. They have a roleplay channel. Silver Wolf kind of dimed them out. So make sure they never forget that. Crazy Fi, what are your thoughts? Before I get mine, what are your thoughts
on stuff like here? Yeah, I can't believe I came back on such a boring week. There's zero movement, and we're on the last week of 3 weeks of the Memory Lane event, and that's kind of freaking boring. Somebody do something. You know that meme of like that kid with the stick, like do something or whatever the frick that meme is. But yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
Or like the skeleton waiting on the bench. That's a good one.
Yeah, Babel, of course, will always be top. Might as well give him number one already. Call the season over. there's a freaking huge difference in Babel and Golden Arrows, like for Celestial. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, and one thing to note there is that for the earned EXP, Wolfblood earned just a slight little bit more than Babel. So that's pretty cool, I guess, but they need to earn like a fuck ton more to be able to actually beat them, which I don't know. I love Wolfblood. I love the guild. I don't think they're going to be able to beat them. It's going to be insane. I saw Days talking about they would have to beat them in a war to actually come out on top. So, I mean, rough times.
We need an active war tracker. So, for free.
I'm working it.
Okay, never mind. Forget I said anything, Yomo, but just I'm winking in case you're listening.
I mean, boring, I guess. Let me throw some spicy in there. I'll call it now. Hold on, let me actually look at the. Yeah, I'll call it now. Heaven and Hell takes over Golden Arrows next week.
Dang, sorry, what a take. Aged.
I think I said that like 3 or 4 times this season, but fuck
anyone.
It.
No, you're like, anyone will take number five.
They don't die off. They just keep living. good on them for sticking around. That's impressive. It's hard to stay up top, but you know. Yeah, I don't know. It's Celestial. What do you expect?
Yeah. Silver says we max out around 20 to 23 mil. It's hard to go above that for Wolfblood. Yeah. I feel you, man, because I mean Couch Guy,
Yeah, we max out about.
Yeah, we max out. Aged's laughing evilly, fucking Aged. Okay. I'm thinking. Yeah, not much is going to change. Number five is definitely up for grabs. I mean, the earned EXP for number four, number five is like kind of ridiculous when looking here. We'll look at it one more time. Look at this. 3.8 to 5.6. And then you have the Forest. You know, it's like four and five. Like, so Amelia and like Ace are just kind of like slapping each other in the kid, like the kiddie pool. And you're just like, how are they still here? But, yeah. You know, I mean, they're here, so good on them. But it's just like compared to the top three, I think we're looking at Celestial Tier. I think I'm going to be buying, because of shipping, I think I'm going to be buying like a $30 coffee mug for Amelia. So, if I, you know,
it's practically $1,000 mug at this.
It's practically with inflation. Yeah, it's practically
insurance,
like
you know, going across the oceans,
tracking insurance.
Yeah,
she probably lives in like a hut, so it's got to like travel by pigeon.
Yeah, find like a pigeon. Pigeons are expensive, man.
A pigeon master,
they charge a lot.
Yeah, is that what you call them? So, yeah, and then the pigeon has to ride on the back of like an elephant to get to her place, so it's dude,
gotta stay safe.
The parcel cost is just unreal. Yeah. Right, I need to zoom in because I don't want to like. Ruin all right, now we're moving on to the legendary tier. Okay, that's the zoom, brother. All right, so we're in the legendary tier. This is the 6th through 10th spot of the seasonal glitter board. And number 6, we have Mr. Freaking Heaven and Hell, led by Pratt Attack. Is that what we call him? Heaven and Hell. 35 mil, almost 36 mil earned. Number 7, we have Murder of the Universe with 33 mil total. We have Prosser at number 8 with 31.9 mil total. Good on them. I haven't heard from them in a while. So if you're watching, you know, leave a comment. We miss you. Number 9, we have Jimmy's Guild, the Merry Men of Simple and Mill, the Cannibals of Simple and Mill, really, honestly, with 31 mil. And then number 10, we have the Knights Who Say Frickin' Ye with 28 mil. Is your plane ever Loch Ness, do you still talk to Jurg in game? She talks to us in our mod channel, but is Jurg, who's carrying ye right now? Who's doing what over there? But yeah, Crazy Fly, what do you think over legendary?
First and foremost, for earned EXP, Heaven and Hell actually got more than Golden Arrows, so they're on the right track to take over fifth place. They're only 2 mil below, so there is potential there for the overall EXP, of course. So I mean, we could see Heaven and Hell take number 5. I keep saying this over and over and over again, and they keep not doing it, so who knows, maybe at the end last week they'll do a push. Prosser, Merryman, they're super close. I actually think that Merryman will take over Prosser next week. Prosser only earned 2 mil this week, while Merryman earned 5 mil. So they very easily could take over that 8th place position. I also think Merryman need to go see a therapist for their comments, specifically Jimmy. Go see a therapist, man.
Bro, when he sees me in global, it's like all bets are off. We're getting banned.
I'm surprised you haven't been banned. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. It seems good. Yeah, I don't. That's about it. That's all I got.
All right, and apparently Wobbly Cat is holding up ye Flux and Wobbly. All right, makes sense. Jurg's not even in the top chefs anymore, and Jurg was like one of the top chefs in Simple and Mill. That's sad to see. All right, yeah, I guess Heaven and Hell has a chance. I didn't think they would. But here they are. Murder of the Universe is kind of like a wild card. I don't think we talked to anyone in Murder of the Universe. Yeah, that'll be interesting to see Jimmy take Prosser. As much as I love Prosser, I'm really interested to see how close Jimmy gets to the top of Legendary.
I mean, it is impressive.
Yeah, and you never know, because the return is still pretty, I don't know, in its like infancy, so to speak. Like their rebirth. So I wonder if the next season that they'll actually be like a staple within the legendary tier. And I don't know. That's all you really need to say.
Yeah, yeah, I heard ye attacks of people.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Hey, if you
3 years ago.
If you just 5 diamonds a day could help feed the orphans at ye who've lost their way, right? So please call 1-800 ye is not dead and learn how you can provide 5 diamonds a day to keep Jurg, you know, wearing a fresh pair of Crocs and playing with your cat in the grass. Yeah, that's your ye advertising. Dude, Keeban brought that back. We used to do that in our videos. We used to like just fuck with ye so hard.
A lot of flashbacks lately. Dude, I looked at the leaderboard for like just steps and shit, or like PvE and everything, because 2 days ago, for the first time ever, I did over 1,000 steps in a day, which I was like, holy shit. Like, I've been playing a lot because I'm waiting right next to my baby to sleep. But, or when he's sleeping, and I'm just filled with anxiety waiting for him to wake up. But, I was like, damn, I must be cranking it out. Like, I must be at the, you know, in the leaderboard somewhere. I was like 80 something. I was like, well, fuck me. Okay. The amount of kills that people get now and steps is ridiculous compared to like 3 years ago. Huge difference in time. Like, I remember when it was amazing to be so low numbers compared to today. It's
the power creep. It's kind of like the standard just kind of like shot up. Like, leveling got easier, right? I mean, good quality of life updates, and now everything's kind of like easier to obtain.
Yeah, so. Loch Ness, the step cooldown, that was a big one. Yeah, steps in an hour.
Remember Gi? That was. All right, well, that's legendary. Great. Let's move on to the next tier. It's going to be epic. We're getting closer to the trash tier, everyone. So get your gloves on, because it's going to get a little shitty over here. So these are this is the 11 through 15 spot. We have still friendly in number 11 with 22 mil earned. We have number 12, Radiant Dawn, who's rad as hell. AFK machine, if you don't show up to the stream, I'm going to freaking say Radiant Dawn sucks. So you better show up again. But Radiant Dawn with 19 mil EXP total, they just like blasted their way up here. It's good to see. It's good to see some PvE guilds doing their thing. Crimson Tower right behind them at number 13, 16.5 mil. Earned, moving up a spot, overtaking Gorilla Wizards. You know, rest in peace, X-Spy and Amberjack. I don't know what they're doing over there. I mean, besides, you know, chilling in the top 14 or the top 20,
all right,
of all the guilds. What's up? What are you saying?
I was just saying that's all right.
Oh, okay, yeah,
top 14, eh,
yeah, eh, but they're not doing much to retain their spot in Epic. And once you drop out of Epic, I don't think you come back. Is that fair to say, Crazy Fi?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then 15, another friendly guild. Friendly 2 at 14 mil EXP. Still don't remember which one's which. So good luck to anyone in friendly, I guess. Whatever. What are your thoughts, Crazy Fi?
Okay, so... Wow. Freaking boring, huh? But Crimson Tower, good job on them for actually having some movement, crying out loud. Somebody moved somewhere. Radiant Dawn, still pretty impressive. Radiant Dawn actually earned more this week than Still Friendly, but it's only like 800k, so probably not enough to advance to the 11th spot unless they really kick it into gear for near, like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, but I don't think we have enough time at this rate. So they're probably stuck at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Excuse me. And then Crimson Tower earned 2 mil. Yeah. I don't, dude. I can't tell you how many hours of sleep I get, or if I get sleep. It's just all a blur. I sleep when I can. 2-hour increments. But it's great. Crimson Tower earned 2 mil. So I think based off of that, they will not be able to hit the 12th place spot unless they crank out again. So I think...
Rip and tear? Can we just start saying rip
and
tear?
Rip and tear, yeah. Rip
just and like tear Cassie did back during Hentai VR.
Oh, yeah.
He's just rip and tearing over there. Can someone ban him? if you know, you know.
History of Couch Cat.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what a wild time. The Wild West. Before we became professionals and professionalized our community.
That's still TBD.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I think this is pretty solid right here. Yeah, potentially 15th place could drop out. Fairly 2 could drop out. They didn't even make over a mil this week. So there is a chance that they don't make top 15 next week. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I think we'll be stuck here like this from now on. That's my take.
Yeah, this is like the Night Watch. They're on the wall, and if you drop from the wall, it's over for you. Yeah, not much to say. The friendly guilds are all the same to me. Besides Sunny, shout out to Sunny. She's one of the leaders of one of the guilds of friendly. Radiant Dawn. Yeah, Rip and Terran, brother. have high hopes for them. Crimson Tower, we'll see what they're made of. And then everyone else, you know, I love X-Fi. Hey, he hasn't been on. It's been a while, but, you know, hoping more from Gorilla Wizards. But yeah, we'll move on to...
Real fast.
Okay.
Real fast. So we have a lot of comparisons between TPC last season, the original season, and Radiant Dawn this season, right? They're both stuck at 12th place. Mm-hmm. TPC never broke into that 11th place. I don't think Radiant Dawn can do it, but out of those two guilds, talking about like former TPC versus now Radiant Dawn, I think Radiant Dawn has a better chance of breaking into that 11th place position. I don't see it actually happening, unfortunately. But it would be interesting and really cool to see a PvE team get into 11th place.
All it takes is one whale. As Wolfblood, I mean, Days will tell you, he's got whales in his pocket. That just kind of like landed in his little pants, you know, Silver Wolf over there. And they really do change the tide of battle. So maybe they get lucky. Maybe Radiant Dawn gets that one superstar, that supernova, and pushes them to that spot. But with or without, yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be tough. But even if they get it, they have to maintain it. And that's the big thing here on the leaderboard is like, you touch a spot, but you need to be able to like hold on to it. And TPC did. They did that for mainly all of season zero. So for what they were holding on to. What is TPC? It's on my shirt. I had to look in the mirror to remember, but it's this is a in memory of shirt of the Peaceful Crusade. So rest in peace. All right. So let's move on. We're now in the elite tier. This is where it's kind of like not moving. It's like, this is okay. Elite tier is quickly becoming like the incubation tier. Like, people are just over here, like growing, you know, like cooking. What do you want to say? Evolving, preparing for the next phase. Yeah.
Slowly rotating.
They don't change position, but they earn EXP. As we saw in the weekly guilds app video. So number 16 through 20. And at number 16, we have Engelsmond with 11.8 mil earned. 17, we have the Titans still on their revenge arc with 10.7 mil earned. 18, we have TPC or the Peaceful Crusade at 8.7 mil earned. Good on you, Loch Ness. Number 19, we still have Ornate Greenhouse, not really budging over there with 8 mil earned. And number 20, we have Solid Step holding on for dear life with 6.9 mil. Solid Step used to be the pack runner of this tier, and they dropped all the way to the bottom. So.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts? Are you ripping
Terror? Engelsmod? Pretty freaking impressive. So Engelsmod and the Titans, which will probably get poached again at this rate. They both, Engelsmod earned more than everyone in the Epic tier for the week. So they earned 2.3 mil for the week on the seasonal guild leaderboard. No one in Epic tier met that. Crimson Tower was the closest with 2.0 mil. Thanks, James.
I can't believe James is here. I always forget he's like a player.
This is a 2 week beard, and I have 3 months off of work, so I'm just going to let it grow like crazy. But yeah, so Engelsmod already earning more for the week. I don't know if it's because of the event or what. Hopefully, it's not just the event, and they keep climbing and going. But they still have quite a bit to go. They have like 3 mil. Mm-hmm. Before they could actually take over that 15th place. But Friendly 2 did not even earn a million EXP this week. So there is a chance that they actually take that within the next few weeks, maybe? I don't know. What a weird guild. But yeah, the Titans, I guess their guild leader is really good at finding good players, because after they allegedly got poached for those sweet, sweet diamonds... or something. I don't
know. Daddy's payroll. For daddy's payroll, brother.
Hey, send some my way. I'll join.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I can't leave Couch Cat. Yeah, I think good on the Titans leader. Forget his name. Forgive me if you're watching. I can't remember everyone's names. But yeah, good on them for finding new players and be able to find their step, their stride again, and be able to crank that out. Yeah, Tiny PP Conquerors right there. Let's go, boys.
That's CDC, bro.
shout out to those Tiny PP Conquerors. You got hold this.
Up. Amelia says Flown has actually done a bulletin given their side of that Titan Babel nonsense.
Amelia, where's that bulletin? Can you link? Because I thought, I saw like a small thing, like they, I don't know, gave diamonds or something. I don't know. Maybe Amelia, I'm dreaming.
One or two things. One, can you link it to us in our Discord? Or two, take a screenshot and put it in our Discord.
If it's even there.
If it's still there. Yeah, please.
Yeah, or just give us a synopsis. It's some bullshit probably, but poaching should be allowed if it is poaching.
It's definitely like dark art shit. Like they're why would you admit to it? Because poaching's against like TOS, so why would you admit to it in any form or fashion?
Is it? I thought we looked at that. Whatever. Yeah, more gossip roast. Dude, send gossip my way. I will roast the shit out of anyone. Let's get some gossip, dude. I'm on a high right now. Who? I'm a baby high.
Who's kissing who? Just kidding. We're all virgins. No one kisses anyone in this game.
Yeehaw! Tiny PP Conquerors. Let's go.
Unless you're in that Wolf Blood Worldplay server, brother. I came out of the woods looking for my wolf brother.
My jacket
was ripped. Silver Wolf. Please. I need a towel. I'm steamy.
Holy fucking shit. There's an expansion.
Demonetized. We're still in this fucking tier. What were you saying?
His tier is ass. I don't know what to tell you. It's fucking boring. Yeah, whatever. See Discord. If I can log into Discord, I will check it out.
All right. I will show it. I will show it before we depart. Okay. All
right. Cool. Yeah, let's move on to the next tier. Fuck this tier.
All right. Wow. Just like that, huh? Just. Yeah, Silverwolf is continuing. Sees slowly, I turn around and see pineapples. All right, fuck this. I'm moving on.
A psych show? Come on.
All right, yeah, dude. I just watched 3 episodes today. I'm ripping, tearing through it, dude. Okay, so
nice.
That we gotta put that on. Hold the on.
Speaking of fanfics, I found someone who's selling your fanfic on their market.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Which one?
Senpai one or whatever that one is. Part one, I think.
Okay. Dude,
yeah,
so real quick in global chat, someone asked me like I was talking to Sin, and someone was like,
yeah,
"What fanfic?" And I was like, "Oh, your life's about to get ruined." And so, so I directed that lad to the library, and yeah, okay. So we're
library
at the
that doesn't get used much anymore.
It gets used for a daily task.
read, click, back, click, back, click,
yeah,
back.
Yep. So we're in the rare that. Tier here. This is the 21 through the 25th spot. There's actually movement here, which is insane. We have a new guild on the board. You love to see it. Otherwise, it's just depressing and disappointing because most of the movement is from guilds decaying down into rare tier. But we have 21 through 25. Number 21 is friendly with 6.4 mil EXP earned. 22, we had the hopefuls of the lower tiers. Manatee Cove was 6.2 mil earned. Ubi went on vacation. I don't know if Ubi ever freaking came back. I have not seen Ubi in a minute. But this was a guild with Manatee and Ubi at the helm. There was some promise, and they're not really... I mean, they're doing good to get in totality of things. Also, shout out to Theron. I'm pretty sure Theron said hi earlier, and I totally just blanked out. But in the totality of things, they're doing great. But on the leaderboard, not so much. Number 23, we have Dusk with 5.8 mil, just kind of, you know, hanging on, doing their thing. Number 24, a Cheese Cult, still alive and kicking with 4.6 mil. And then 25, the newest guild, the new blood on the leaderboard in like 4 or 5 weeks, maybe. Quantum Crew with 4.2 mil earned, popping up. So that means rest in peace, Zach, because Fairy Tail finally dropped off of the leaderboard.
Sad day. R.I.P.
Yeah. Ubi is apparently hooked up with Diablo 4. We'll never see him again until he runs out of things to do, unless he buys like 50 packs to, or 50, whatever the currency is, to get some costumes. But yeah, wow. Quantum Crew knocking out Fairy Tail. Sad to see, but you know, it's good to see some new blood.
Yeah. Yeah. For those who don't know,
Piccolo Quantum is here. Oh, shit.
Quantum Crew is led by Masters. If you don't know who that is.
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, I don't know. They're the leader of Quantum Crew. They've been consistently on the top 10 PvE for the weekly guild stats for a while now, so props to them. I think, okay, here are my thoughts on Rare tier. One, they are no longer the trash tier. I think this week Elite tier is a trash tier because there's no movements, and we actually got some ups in the Rare tier. So congrats, everyone in the Rare tier. You're no longer trash. But if you move up a tier, you are again trash. Friendly, they're still doing work. They, you know, earned $500,000 in EXP for the week, so good on you. There's still some life in them. That's great. Manatee's Cove, what a disappointment. What the hell, Manatee and Ubi, where you at? Only 125k guild EXP for the week. Mm-hmm. I think they'll continue to drop. Because Dusk earned 650k.
Yeah, let's look at these pitiful numbers real quick. I will go all the way back up.
Dear Lord, have mercy.
Look at this.
Yep. So we see Dusk killing it. Cheese Cult barely hanging on. Quantum Crew with almost 1 mil, which is more than 18 through 24 in placements. So I honestly think that they're going to crush through the Rare tier pretty fast and then move into Elite tier. Because everyone above them right now is trash compared to them. So Masters,
you ruined their livelihoods, dude. You just took what they had.
Yes.
Threw it. Oh, God.
Yes. Get good, as they say.
You come back. Oh, yeah. Or what's Alucard say? Like, yeah. So, like, you guys just need to get good. That's all really matters.
That's what it comes down to, guys.
That's what he does. He's like, just get good. Eat samosas. Pay your guild members, and let it rip. That's like literally put that in a freaking ebook, Alucard. I swear, put it in an ebook. 4 simple steps of dominating simple MMO.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
Mallory, that's gross. That.
I don't even. That yeah, it does sound awful.
Manatee sushi,
are amazing creatures.
I would eat that, especially if it was manatee the player. I just waiting for the day for him to, you know, catch a stray boat.
All right, someone else. All right,
so what are my thoughts? Friendly, they're all the same to me. Shout out to Sunny. Manatee's Cove, very disappointing. I was hoping for the best here. It's a cool name. I'm all about the coolness factor of your name. It's, you know, Rain Factory. Radiant Dawn. What was TPC's joke name just now? Fuck, I already forgot it. It was pretty funny. What, the tiny PP conquerors?
Yeah.
That's so we're so fucked. We don't get ads anyway, but yeah, it just sucks to see. I was hoping for Ubi to be active again instead of just doing the whole like selling cats for like a fucking billion or something. yeah. So, sucks. She's still here. What an amazing this tier, you know. Yeah. Whatever, that's all I got. YouTube friends, when you watch this video, please just bear with us and be glad you got through it. But that'll do it. So, at this point, this is where we'll end the Seasonal Guild Leaderboard session here. And, of course, so if you're a guild leader, guild officer, guild member, and you want your other members to see what they're grinding for, share this future YouTube video to them, and there will be a blog post the following Monday. So this Monday, upcoming Monday, there'll be a blog post with the total EXP earned and the EXP earned from the last 7 days combined. So you can just have a snapshot, you know, view your progress, share it with your guild. But yeah, that'll do it. So thanks, YouTube. Thanks, friends. Here, I'll boot up global chat here. Let's check the poll real quick. 36 votes, 94% yes, Cuban wears skinny jeans, and 6% no. We're going to end the poll. That was a pretty good. That was pretty good. So, Cuban wasn't here tonight, but you know what? There you go. Oh, look, it shows chat. All right.
Why not? You want to pull up the Discord?
Yeah. Yeah, I can pull up the Discord.
So we could whine about drama like yeah. everyone else.
Just let me show Global real quick. There we go. There's Global.
Yeah, now they're everyone. Getting the Idle MMO Discord. By the end of the week, a closed beta is potentially starting. That's what Mike said.
So. Bro, Keeban's in Global chat.
Wow.
And not in the stream?
Wow. Is this the longest Keeban's been in a guild with TPC?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. I don't know about Idle MMO Discord because it's like half Eidolon, half Eidolon players, and then half like Simple. The old guard from Simple MMO.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of hanging out with the old guard. You know what I mean?
I'm tired of hearing players from Eidolon bitch about the other developer. Like, I don't care.
Oh, like they come in, they're like, wait, what are you talking about?
They're like, so apparently Eidolon developer introduced pets. And it's just a gotcha to gain a frick ton of money. And it recycles, so you have to continuously spend money or something like that. I don't know. Whatever, they keep coming in saying, like, you know, the developer ruined the game, blah, blah, blah. It blew up. They destroyed the game.
So pretty much like what Mike did with, like, changing updates and everyone got mad. There's always like that. I've seen people in Idle MMO's Discord go, like, dude, the game is still, like, Eidolon's still growing. Like, people are going to get, like, have already gone over it, you know? So, okay, I had the bulletin pulled up. Can I share this? Let me share this. Let's see. The screenshot. It's a nice screenshot. Thanks. Thanks, Amelia. Let's share this
shit. Professional screenshotter over here.
Do.
Yeah, Caveman, Idle MMO has a Discord. You can check out the blog post from... well, either Couchcat or Galahad Creative themselves.
This is
at the very bottom. They have
I shared the wrong screen. Sorry, everyone.
And then our YouTube videos have the Idle MMO.
Display. They do. It has the both YouTube videos have the original like announcement where all the links can be found.
Yeah. So that's why they're choosing closed beta players.
Yeah. So here's the bulletin in question here. About the drama between the Titans and Babel. Let's see what the cover-up story is. Cough, cough. The reason I left Titans, since no one has asked me, is because it wasn't growing. Damn, dude, just shit on the Titans. I put my all into Titans, my diamonds, my gold, even hosted guild events. I loved the guild, but everything we suggested wasn't followed. We saw Titans as a forever guild for a long time, but it has and still feels like a better choice. We are growing and doing well. We never asked anyone to join Babel. We never approached anyone in Titans. They just left to follow me and Naru, who were the face of the guild. Heart. What the fuck are bulletins, by the way? What am I looking at?
Oh, there we have it. They gave up on Titans because they didn't know how to leave.
They shit on the Titans, but they didn't mention the diamonds they would get when they left. What the fuck? This isn't as spicy, but it does. If I was the guild leader of the Titans and I saw this, I'd be like, damn, that kind of makes me like that makes me feel sad. Because you could be, if you truly were kind of like trying to be neutral, you know, you just wanted like to say your piece because no one has asked you apparently. I would just been like, yeah, I wanted to be my forever home, wasn't a good fit, moved on, like that's it. But man, you just went and said Titans sucks, they don't grow I wonder
is the reason why no one asks them because no one cares.
Yeah,
like, why put in a bulletin, like who gives a fuck?
Think we were making jokes about it because no one will know the truth, and I don't know if it really matters. And Alucard, I love making fun of Alucard, he gets it, I think, I don't know. But yeah, we were just making jokes about it, but I don't think anyone really cares about the move whatsoever.
Yeah, I think a small, select group of individuals. Yeah. Like a bulletin board? Like,
someone's like, ask me! Someone fucking ask me! Alex says, honestly, I feel for Flown. I try to do all this shit for Elysium and it's ignored. Well, Alec, you had your shot, you loser. Where's the rebrand, man? Alex going to join fucking Babel in like 2 minutes. Oh, wait, no, they hate him there, so he has to go somewhere else. Wolfblood. Dude, Wolfblood is... I would go to Wolfblood if I had to pick. Fluffy says, how's the fanfic going? We up to volume 60 yet? No, so it's pretty much like where it's at, and it's good.
Three books?
Yeah, so...
Part one, part two.
First volume, one with two parts, and then the TPC fanfic. And you can find them all by searching for me in the library. Oh, Hunt's here. Oh, excellent. Good to see you, Hunt. Caveman says Alec enjoying Crimson Tower. Does Alucard work at Spencer's? Yeah, that's why Alec and Alucard butt heads. So, like, Alec is Hot Topic, Alucard is Spencer's, and then Force is probably, like, PacSun. Like, they're there. They're competitive, but not too competitive.
They go bankrupt at one point.
Tilly's buys you out, essentially. How does that work? How does PacSun die, but Journey stays? Where Journey's just like... they take items from different stores and upcharge the shit out of it. How's that work? Whatever, I digress. That's the stream, yeah, everyone. Yeah. Holy shit. What a way to end it. Chat, we love you. Thanks for chilling with us. Thanks for watching us ride. Oh, hold on. Hold on. We got two. I'll read two things and then that's it. Alex says... rebrand, I don't know, don't care too much anymore. I have fun with the friends I have. It's a game where I click a button, no biggie. Paizen said I is a loser, though. See if I come on your stupid stream again. I love you, Alec, dude. Shut up. And then James here. Cannot relate. Midnight Rain going strong. Fuck you, James. I had such high hopes for Midnight Rain because of the coolest name in the block, and then you fucking just abandoned it for Babel.
It's good to see you, Fluffy.
Yeah, it is good to see. Fluffy is actually commenting and liking and watching our Idle MMO content and our content in general. So what Lagna said is true. Simple MMO is temporary, but Couch Cat's forever. So thank you, Fluffy, for your support and everyone else. But yeah, Crazy Fi, is there anything you want to say before we head on out of here?
Yeah, it's fun to be back. I'll have a better mic hopefully next week. We'll be back next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know this. I was just sitting here like...
Yeah, I shot you a Discord message, and then my wife was like, you want to get on there, don't you? I'm like, I mean, if you're okay with it. She's like, yeah, go. So, shout out to my wife for allowing me to have some time to come back onto the stream while she takes care of her kid, because I know he's a handful. It's fun to be back. I've enjoyed doing all the blog posts that I've been doing. If you haven't read them, please go check them out. Let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. I've been doing them while I'm sleep deprived and while my kids sleep. crank them out when I can.
It out, you say.
Yeah. Rip and tear, baby. Crank that bad boy. Tiny PP Conquers, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, that's it for me. It's been great. Too bad it's been a boring week on the leaderboard, but, you know, let's see what
next week is. Yeah. Real quick, Amelia, you smart little shit. James left Midnight Rain and eventually ended in Babel. And then, yeah, he's not in Babel now, but that was the lore. He abandoned Midnight Rain and went up the food chain, essentially. I'm gonna smash your mug on the crew. No, just kidding. But anyway, yes, chat, thanks for hanging out. Where's Global? We should say, I closed the... Global,
love
where
to
are
see
you?
That we're still professional out here.
Global, please. Hold on. Here's Global. Here, we'll say goodbye to Global. Ready? Good night, little Global chat. Okay. Global doesn't get a lot of love these days, but shout out to Global. Shout out to everyone in our stream chat. Shout out to everyone who voted on the poll. I'll have a new poll every stream. So if you show up early, make sure you're voting because they're going to be hilarious, I think, hopefully. But yeah, that'll do it. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. Head on over to couchguypod.com for more simple MMO and Idle MMO content. I think we're upgrading here with the Idle MMO content. If you know, if I do say so myself, but yeah, check us out. Check out the Discord link down in the description to hang out with us at post stream, to game with us on the weekend, BattleBit, Call of Duty, Battlefield, Phasmo, Core Keepers. There's tons of games we're playing together, and we stream in Discord for everyone's enjoyment. But yeah, we'll catch you next Thursday, and maybe some of you this weekend. But yeah, that'll do it. Peace out, everyone.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wait. I'm not allowed to do that, am I? Here, you do it again. Here, you do it again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. That was pretty.